All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
Please pick up all of our back and action five with the outside baggage door, which is located next to Bureau 47. Thank you.
Did you recognize that? Well, we recorded in a place you may have passed through on your way to somewhere else, but you might have been in such a hurry to grab your belongings and get home that you didn't even notice where the music you heard was coming from. KALW's Mary Lee Williams takes us there.
I play a mini Martin, generally used for children.
That's Nathaniel Gastan. And he's talking about his guitar.
I like it because it's nice and sleek, and it actually plays out pretty well for a setting like this.
He's in the band Courage with Robert Bradford, who plays a Rogue guitar.
It's just bigger. It works well because it's really loud for like acoustic kind of things, and just outdoors type of stuff.
They chose these instruments for a reason, and not because they're playing outside. They're currently wedged in the corner near the arrivals board. Yeah, the arrivals board in baggage claim. More specifically, Terminal 2 at the Oakland International Airport. The band Courage started playing at the airport about a year ago, but they didn't just wander in and decide to set up shop. They're busking, meaning they perform for tips. They have a few bucks right now, but it should speed up later. The profits all depend on how many flights come through during their Thursday time slot from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. But really, it's not about the money. They're here for the exposure.
Thank you.
In the summer, about 500,000 travelers pass through Terminal 2 every month. Bradford says the band used to perform regularly at BART stations, but they wanted to branch out.
It's like we get older and we like have more responsibilities and we like trying to get the music actually recorded and stuff. So we were like, let's try to do something that's a little more productive in that short time span that we do have.
Meaning the band wants to get noticed. And they have. Last month, they averaged 1 to 2 outside bookings a week.
Some are intimate, like house parties or like just like a little event. Some are festivals. We've done weddings. We've done birthdays, get reunions, just pretty much everything.
Jeff Anderson from Castro Valley noticed this music in Terminal 2 while waiting to pick up his sister, who's flying in from Denver. He walked straight up to them and asked if they do gigs, short notice.
Well, we're having a wedding on Sunday.
Okay. This Sunday? Okay.
Yeah. And we have like a reception.
Anderson says he's never noticed the music at the Oakland airport before. It's easy to see how a live performance could get drowned out in a noisy space like this.
Heat. Something like that.
That's Brian Kidd, a spokesperson for the Port of Oakland Marketing Department. He was just imitating this beat. This is a sound that happens about 100 times a day. It signals that a baggage carousel is starting.
Oh, then you hear a... which would be the baggage claim going around and around the carousel.
About 4 years ago, live music got added to the mix.
It was really an easy way to make the airport a little less sterile and a little more human.
Musicians have to apply for a busking spot, and the Port of Oakland Marketing Department doesn't take just anyone. Kid says this beatboxer wasn't a fit because he used a microphone. The marketing department is wary of music that requires amplification.
It just starts to become this escalation with the general noise in the terminal and people's, you know, you're then competing with people. And we just want it to be in the background. And sometimes performers think that they want to be front and center, and that's not really the purpose.
Yes, that's a piano version of Drake's Hotline Bling. And you might hear it if you're in Terminal 2 on Tuesday and Friday evening from 5 to 9 p.m. Navarone Boo has been busking at the airport for about 3 years, and Hotline Bling is one of his favorite songs to play. Boo performs without any sheet music because he can't read it. He's 20 years old and self-taught.
The tough part about this place is that 99% of the people aren't listening because, you know, they have busy days and sometimes they're not in the mood.
Like Rohan Kumar. He just flew in to Oakland from San Diego, and he's one of the 99% paying no attention to Boo. He thought the music was coming from the speakers.
I kind of just rushed straight for the baggage and almost didn't even notice that there was somebody playing a piano back there.
Kumar says he liked the music, but he was skeptical of the economics.
You know, usually you tip somebody for exceptional service that you've noticed, you know? And so it's interesting that buskers kind of blend in, yet, you know, they rely on those few individuals that I guess can notice their presence somehow.
Boo says he sees the terminal as his chance to play for thousands of people, even if not everyone is paying attention. But he made enough in tips to pay for the keyboard he's playing. And he says Terminal 2 is a great place to practice.
There's a few times where people, they're lined up just to come and talk to me and say, wow, you do such a great job. It's like, yes, I am in the background, but there are some times where it just feels so great because people are into it, they're enjoying the music.
Boo is heading to college to study music theory next year. He still plans on busking once a week to play for that 1% of travelers who are listening. From Oakland International Airport, I'm Mary Lee Williams for Cross Currents.